AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Driving in New York City is no longer an option. All non-emergency travel is being banned because of the big snowstorm pounding the east. It's not just New York. Travel is ground to a halt throughout the east, with airports shutting down operations, Amtrak running on a limited schedule, and transit systems closing down until the storm passes through. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says commuter trains will stop running in New York in about an hour.
MTA closures, Long Island Railroad, Metro North, and exterior subway routes.
The subway system in Washington, D.C. has been closed down since late last night and will remain closed through tomorrow. Operations on the transit system in Philadelphia have also been halted. The big concern are treacherous road conditions, not just for cars, but also for people.
People walking down the street, in the middle of the street, in these conditions, is very dangerous for our vehicle operators and very dangerous for you.
That's Washington, D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser. There have already been at least 10 storm-related deaths. Donald Trump's campaign rhetoric is likely to raise eyebrows again. This from a campaign stop today in Iowa.
My people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Trump was addressing a rally at a Christian school in Sioux Center, Iowa. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is apparently concerned about the support Donald Trump has. He reportedly is considering making a bid for the White House as an independent.
Sources say Bloomberg would strongly consider running if it looks like the November election comes down to Bernie Sanders for the Democrats against either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz for the Republicans. He would rule out running if Hillary Clinton is the nominee for the Democrats.
And that's AP's Ed Donahue. Sources say a decision is expected by March. This is AP Radio News. The Dole Food Company has stopped producing packaged salads in Ohio after a listeria outbreak.
12 people in 6 states have been hospitalized. 1 died in Michigan. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report Ohio agriculture officials found listeria in a bag of salad purchased at a retail store. The bacteria have been linked to illnesses in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Michigan, and Indiana. From salads sold under the brand names Dole, Fresh Selections, Simple Truth, Market Side, The Little Salad Bar, and President's Choice. Dole says its other facilities are not linked to the outbreak. It's withdrawing product in 20 states and 3 provinces. Warren Levinson, New York.
A manhunt is underway in California following the escape of 3 dangerous inmates from a jail in Orange County. The 3 were last seen yesterday morning. All 3 are charged with violent crimes, including torture and murder. Police are looking for an SUV driver who pulled up alongside a car in southern Wisconsin last night and opened fire. A 5-year-old boy was killed who was in that vehicle. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.